Trinadapi sinichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this book, Govinda Lilamrita, was written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is the author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as well. Govinda Lilamrita, I give the subtitle, A Day in the Life of Radha and Krishna. Currently, we're studying the breakfast pastimes. So this first section is called Yashoda Invites Krishna's Friends for Breakfast. As Krishna returned from the barn, he saw Braja's King Nanda greet him with great love. And he also saw his mother Yashoda running to meet him. Her garments were moistened by the tears from her eyes, and the milk trickling from her breast out of intense maternal love. Mother Yashoda then said, O my son, come here, come here. Why do you torture me by taking such a long time to return home? Even though you must certainly be very hungry by this time. The breakfast we have carefully prepared for you is beginning to grow cold by now. Yashoda's thoughts, anointed with intense maternal love, Yashoda stroked her son's body with her lotus hands. She then turned to her son's friends, who were all eager to return to their respective homes, and she spoke to them as follows. Without you boys, my restless Krishna will not eat very much. He will simply gulp a few bites and then run out to get your association. So that Krishna may eat properly, my sons, I always wish that you take your meals with him at my house. Please come in and take breakfast, my dear sons. Each of you return to your own home. Take bath and decorate yourselves with ornaments. Then quickly bring your hearty appetites to my house and eat breakfast along with Krishna. This next section is called Krishna's Bath. After the happy cowherd boys had gone, Braja's Queen Yashoda took Balaram, Madhumangala, and her own son Krishna into the house. As Lord Mukunda entered the house, he sprinkled the thirsty Chataki birds of the gopis' eyes with the monsoon rains of his handsome sweetness. He gave the Chakora birds of the gopis' eyes the sweet nectar of the moonlight of his face to drink. Lord Krishna then entered the bathing room. The servant Saranga took the ornaments from Krishna's body and clothed him in a nicely folded, light, fresh silk garment. Lord Krishna sat on a nice seat. Patraka poured scented water from the golden pitcher in his hands as the cowherd boy Putri washed the Lord's lotus feet and then dried them with a towel. Shuri's son, named Subanda, then affectionately massaged Lord Krishna's delicate limbs with Narayan oil. Slowly and carefully, handsome Subanda then anointed Lord Krishna's naturally cool limbs with yellow butter, which was glistening and cooling. The affectionate servant Karpur then anointed Lord Krishna's beautiful hair with aromatic datri pulp, glossy and cool. As Payoda poured cold water, Ruktuk washed Lord Krishna's naturally cool, splendid and delicate limbs, scrubbing them with a silk washcloth. The servants then bathed their master Krishna with delicately scented water from a series of golden pitchers. Golden complexion Putri then dried Lord Krishna's beautiful limbs and hair with a soft towel and dressed him in fine garments. Lord Krishna then sat down on a nicely cleansed chair in the bathing room. Kumuda and Dhamma then combed his tangled hair and scented it with aguru incense. Makaranda then decorated Lord Krishna's forehead with tilak markings drawn in gorochana and musk. He anointed the Lord's body with sandalwood paste, aguru, kumkum, and musk. Premakanda then placed chankana armlets on Lord Krishna's arms and glittering shark-shaped golden earrings on his ears. Ankle bells, whose tinkling sounds are more charming than a swan's cooing, he placed on Lord Krishna's ankles, and a necklace of star-like pearls he placed on the sky of Lord Krishna's chest. As she caught glimpses now and then of her son, Mother Yashoda became overwhelmed with love for him. She urged the servants to perform their duties quickly, and she also became busily engaged in various services. Accompanied by the nicely bathed, perfumed, and ornamented Balaram, Madhu Mangala, and other friends, Lord Krishna appeared very splendid and glorious. This next section is called Madhu Mangal's Antics. The dining room was perfumed with incense, covered with fresh cloth, and nicely equipped with golden water pitchers and clean sitting places. Mother Yashoda brought Krishna and his friends there to enjoy their breakfast. Sri Dama and Subal sat on Lord Krishna's left, Lord Balaram on his right, and Madhu Mangal facing him. The other cowherd boys sat in other places to the right and left of the Lord. when everyone was seated, Gopi Chitradevi brought nectar drinks in golden goblets. Mother Yashoda handed one of these goblets to her son and the other to his friends. And as Mother Yashoda called the gopis, each happily brought the palatable breakfast dish she had cooked. Gopi Rangadevi took the Gangajal Kandaladus that Radharani had carefully brought from her home, and on Radharani's signal handed them to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda then affectionately placed ladus on the golden plates before Lord Balaram and the cowherd boys. As Lord Krishna ate the breakfast cooked in ghee, he joked with his friends and made them smile and laugh. When the gopis observed him glancing at Radharani's face from the corner of his eye, they became full of happiness. Mother Yashoda pointed to the uneaten ladu on Lord Krishna's plate and said, "This ladu is very good. It is very sweet. It is delicious. It is beautiful. Oh, my son, you must eat it." When one of the boys expressed a desire to eat a particular food item, Krishna would laugh, take the food from his own plate, and playfully toss it to that boy. Seeing Mother Yashoda earnestly serving the breakfast, and seeing the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead eating with slow deliberation, the comical Brahmin boy Madhu Mangal spoke the following words to Mother Yashoda. "My dear mother, if your son does not eat very much, then just give his portion to me. I shall devour it all. I shall then embrace your son and transfer all the nourishment to him. Then he will grow fat. Krishna's digestion is weak, and he cannot eat these heavy foods cooked in ghee. Oh, Mother Yashoda, it is better to give Krishna vegetables instead, and only a slight taste of these heavy grains." Lord Krishna then filled the Brahmin boy Madhu Mangal's plate with 5 double handfuls of food and said to him, "Here is a little something for you to eat." Loudly salivating, the Brahmin boy Madhu Mangal began to jubilantly devour the food on his plate. He then said to Lord Krishna, "Oh, my friend, see how I am eating." Madhu Mangal proceeded to eat 2 morsels, and then he called to Mother Yashoda, "Oh, mother, please bring me some yogurt." Lord Krishna then said, "Oh, cowherd boys, just look at the restless monkey king who dances in our midst, hungry for rich foods and yogurt." Hearing this, Madhu Mangal placed the contents of his plate one by one on the plate of the hungry boys. After everything was distributed, he proudly announced, "See, I have eaten it all." When Mother Yashoda returned, bearing a cup of yogurt, Madhumangal said, "Oh, mother, I have already eaten everything without the yogurt. Now it is time for dessert. Give me a large cup of that sweet rice." I'll read another section. This is called Yashoda Forces Krishna to Eat. Rohini poured the sweet rice into golden cups and distributed them to the cowherd boys. As Radharani gently fanned Lord Krishna with a fresh plantain leaf, Vimala Devi and the other maidservants brought various delicious foods on golden plates and handed them to Radharani. She handed them to Lord Balaram's mother, Rohini, who carefully served these palatable dishes to all the cowherd boys. Radharani repeatedly brought shak, amla, and other vegetable dishes, and Mother Rohini served them to the assembled cowherd boys. On another plate, Mother Rohini served chapatis anointed with ghee and made of finely strained whole wheat flour. On the light brown color of leaves in the middle of a plantain tree, Dhanishta brought sweet and spicy curd and other dishes prepared by Lalita and her friends. Yashoda placed the curd in many cups and with great love and happiness distributed these cups to the cowherd boys. The fortunate and glorious gopis became filled with pleasure by seeing the face of their beloved Krishna, the abode of all transcendental pleasure. They were driven by his delicate, sweet handsomeness and overwhelmed by a great rising tide of love for him. With vigorous appetites, the cowherd boys relished the four kinds of food which were as sweet as nectar. They joked, laughed, and made their friend Krishna laugh also. The boys ate the various kinds of foods, chewing the various delicacies, licking and sucking palatable foods meant to be eaten in that way, and happily drinking various nectarian beverages. As he secretly placed the bumblebee of his sidelong glance upon the lotus flower of Srimati Radharani's face, lotus-eyed Krishna relished the various kinds of food made sweeter than nectar by the touch of Radharani's hand. When Mother Yashoda saw her son eating with such a vigorous appetite, her mind became filled with intense transcendental bliss. Timidly glancing at Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani relished the nectar of his transcendental handsomeness. As she meditated on him, she was very careful to conceal from the eyes of others the splendor of her intense, all-encompassing love for him. For a little while, Srimati Radharani was alone, and Lord Balaram's mother Rohini was no longer by her side. At first, her jubilant and sweet, intoxicated eyes danced on the form of Lord Krishna. But then she shyly placed them on her own hand instead. As the king of heroes, Lord Krishna gazed at Radharani. He saw her as the most tender, sweetest food for his senses. Agitated with love for her, his breakfast appetite slackened. Seeing her boy listlessly picking at his half-eaten breakfast, Mother Yashoda became agitated at heart. She spoke the following words. My son, why do you not eat this carefully prepared breakfast? Why have you no appetite? You should eat. Your declining to eat is a great curse upon my head. I have taken great trouble to bring Maharaj Vrishubhanu's daughter here to cook this breakfast millions of times more delicious than nectar. And still, you refuse to eat. What shall I do? Oh, my son, your not eating is killing me. Mother Yashoda then spoke the following words to Rohini. Oh, Rohini, just look at this restless boy. He is weak from hunger, and still he will not eat. Why is this? Overwhelmed with maternal love, Rohini Devi, the mother of Lord Balaram, Balaram the killer of Pralambasura, turned to Lord Krishna, who had previously killed the demon Agasura. She caressed him and spoke the following words. Rohini said, I have labored, and Radharani, who is as delicate and lovely as a jasmine flower, has also labored hard to cook this breakfast feast for you. Why do you torture me, your poor mother, by refusing to eat it? Oh, my son, just see how your poor mother is suffering. I fall at your feet and beg you, please, listen to me. Later in the day, as you wander in the forest, you will feel very tired and hungry if you do not eat. Please, eat now, heartily, at this breakfast feast. I have already eaten quite a lot, said Krishna. And my hunger has fled away. Nanda's boy Krishna, who is generally quite restless and untamable, sat back languidly, lacking spirit and liveliness, and muffled the belch. When Mother Yashoda and Rohini saw all of this, they became overwhelmed with happiness. With her fingers, Mother Yashoda pointed out the various foods and said, This is very delicious. That is super delicious. Oh, my son, I swear it is. Mother Yashoda repeatedly spoke in this way. Her eyes flooded with tears. She wished that her son, whose belly was already quite full, should continue eating until he had devoured everything. Motherly love, pushing tears from her eyes and milk from her breast, unsatisfied Mother Yashoda repeatedly forced her unhungry son to eat all the sweet ripe mango juice, sadava milk, chikarini, karamba, amiksha, vegetables, yogurt, kalapuppa, and vatika cakes she placed before him. After eating these delicious foods and drinking the beverages as sweet as nectar, all the satisfied cowherd boys became very eager to go into the forest. The boys then wiped their lotus hands and faces with aromatic powder, scrubbed their teeth with soft brushes, and rinsed their mouths with water as the servants poured from their golden pitchers. The servant Jambula then brought cooling and fragrant, splendid betel nuts mixed with cardamom, cloves, and camphor. As the cowherd boys chewed the betel nuts, they happily patted their filled up stomachs with their left hands. The boys then happily chewed ripe betel leaves prepared by the hand of Rasala. Then they eagerly took a nap on 100 large beds as the servants fanned them. As the servants fanned the cowherd boys with peacock feather fans, Vishalaksha peeled the outer leaves from some betel nuts and then gave them to Lord Krishna to chew.